grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
The Travelling Fraggle.
Good afternoon.
G'day, Chris. How's it going, mate?
G'day. Very well. Very well. Calling from lovely sunny Christchurch today.
Is it?
It is. It's very lovely and sunny. That's what they always say. It's the slogan of the province.
I think it's almost as good as the Hibiscus Coast's beautiful one day, perfect the next. I quite like that one.
Mm. That's quite good too. City of the future, of course, can't be.
Oh, man. Fuck, that's a good one, eh? And what's good about that is it just keeps on being the city of the future somehow. It's a good brand.
Yeah, it's never going to get there. It's a vision. It's working towards it one day.
Well, if they localized, legalized cannabis locally in Hamilton, they could very well be the city of the future, for real.
Wouldn't that be good?
It would be quite cool if a mayor was just like, fuck it, we're doing it, a little bit.
Yeah.
It would be cool.
Well, you know, it could happen. It could happen because, of course, you know, the police do have this discretion that
right.
they could announce regionally or subject to certain law, certain you know, guidelines or rules, a bit like what they do with speeding, where they say you can go 5 or 10 Ks over. You know, the police could easily announce that. But of course, what we've seen is that they failed to do it. And in fact, the government tried to remind them of this discretion last year and wrote that into the Misuse of Drugs Act. Hey, just reminding you guys, don't forget you've got this discretion and we really want you to exercise it when there's no public interest in arresting people.
Mm.
And the police said, oh, thanks for reminding us that we have that choice, so we're going to choose to keep arresting people.
Yeah.
And,
well,
and so it really was the wrong thing to do.
Don't
remind them
well.
That they... Yeah, exactly. And that's in fact what's come out, and the Herald has done a very good series of digging up the data on that, and the police not only kept up their same rate of arrest, but they kept up their same rate of discrimination against Māori.
Oh, damn
and
it.
So what happened this week was Chloe Swarbrick, the MP for Green MP for Auckland Central, she asked some questions in Parliament. Parliament, of course, came back this week, back from the break, and she asked some questions of Andrew Little around that exact thing, and what was really good was Andrew Little, who of course is now the Minister of Health, was the Minister of Justice last year,
mm-hmm.
Minister of Health, and he confirmed to Parliament that he's had a conversation with the Minister of Police, Boto Williams, and that they are going to have some sort of review of that change, which was kind of said as a quasi decriminalisation, a kind of form of decrim, but a pretty timid form, and so what I think we'd be looking to see is actually, rather than reminding police that they have discretion, take that discretion away.
Yeah,
remind
everyone that they're no good
people.
At discretion.
Yes, exactly.
It's better. It's good to hear Andrew Little on a bit more of a positive note than right after the referendum. He was very shut the gate, wasn't he? Well, you can't shut the gate to half the country, mate. So.
Yeah, that was a bit disappointing, and we're hoping that was just a bit of a reaction to a very disappointing, you know, result. But certainly, you know, when half the country is voting for, then you can't really say, oh, well, that means we're doing nothing. And in actual fact, what you need to do is go, well, okay, that was a pretty split down the middle, but you know, only just a rejection of that particular bill they put forward, but it certainly wasn't a rejection of all reform, and that's what we need to keep working towards. And so this is really good anyway that the government's doing that. But the other thing that's been a little bit in the news this week was around drug driving, and it's because a study came out in America, which was actually an Australian study published in an American journal, I think, Australian study, and what they found, they gave people some cannabis, some high THC, some medium strength, some placebo, some cannabis without, and they vaporized it, and then they had them go around a driving simulator, and what they found was that there was absolutely no correlation of the levels that they found in people's any fluid, oral fluid or urine or blood.
Hmm.
There was absolutely no correlation with impairment or the time since they had last taken it or anything. It was the numbers were just all over the place.
So this
was very important when it comes to determining what we do around driving. And that's relevant here because submissions have opened on the Land Transport Drug Driving Amendment Bill, and you've got till, I think it was the 16th of April, those submissions are open till, but you can go to parliament.nz, parliament website, and do that. And Pete, we've talked about this bill before on the show. It's changed a little bit now that it's come back. And so, like, basically what the situation now is that a police officer can pull over any driver at any time, give them an alcohol breath test or whatever, and if they're like, you're a bit odd, they can get them out of the car and make them walk the line and touch their nose and estimate 30 seconds. And
there's kind of want to do it.
Like that.
It's so classic.
Yeah,
I've seen
actually,
it on Cops like so many times. The interesting thing about this whole thing is we really are dealing with a different substance here, and trying to make it fit the framework of the classic alcohol impairment is obviously proving difficult, isn't it?
Yes, that's exactly right. And that's why this thing that they call the field sobriety test is actually so good.
Right.
And even though it seems really basic and old-fashioned, this walking the line...
Who's done one?
But, like what that study found, just getting a number out of your blood or your urine or your saliva doesn't actually equate to impairment. Mm. Whereas walking a line, if you can't walk that straight line,
classic.
Well, you're on something, or you're tired, or you're on medication, or whatever it is.
It could actually help. It could help stop people cruising on pharmaceuticals and stuff. You know, people like coding down their brains, just driving cars.
Hey, Chris, just before the segment, we had a call from a listener who had a question. They're a pretty much a daily consumer of cannabis. They eat it. They eat brownies. And they were wondering if an oral test, a saliva test for cannabis would be picked up if they're eating it on a sort of daily basis.
Well, it could. And certainly the devices that are out there at the moment, some of them will pick up, for a couple of days. Some are just for a few hours. They're generally kind of a bit all over the place. And that's what that study was finding, was that these numbers just don't kind of equate. But what this bill does is it does say that the devices have to be calibrated at a level that is set at impairment. So they're not going to just have an oral fluid device that picks up any trace amount.
Right.
It's got to be at a level equating to impairment, and making sure that you don't get kind of secondhand or passive kind of ingestion. And then the same, what the interesting thing with this new bill, what they've changed it to, is that they're going to make you do two saliva tests. Just one. If you fail the first one, then they're going to do another. And then if you fail that second one, then you get a ticket, an infringement only, like a speeding ticket. If you can test it and you go, no, that's bollocks, make me walk that straight line, and if they get you to do that straight line test and they say you've failed it, then they take you to the police station, they take a blood sample, now you're facing criminal charges.
Oof.
So it's kind of interesting. It's two saliva tests, which I think is conceding that the tests themselves are unreliable, so let's get them to do two and see if they fail both.
Right.
And if you don't contest it, you just get a ticket. But if you fight it and then you lose, it's criminal charges.
The interesting thing is that with people, I was saying to John off air, is the baseline for cannabis is different. Like, for instance, if I have a drag on a cigarette, it'll wipe me out. Like, I can't do anything. But if I smoked daily, I'd be fine. You know what I mean? And the same kind of applies for cannabis. You can have, like, if John was to have a dot, it would probably rip his brains off, and I'd be like, can I have two more dots, please? You know what I mean? So it's kind of, it's interesting to see how this is all going to pan out. I do want to know if anybody's done the sobriety test, just the walk.
Oh, mate, well, I was talking to a gentleman this week, and this is one of the things that has reminded me of it, you know, and answering a call down there at Normal Headquarters, and this guy calls up, and he's in a bit of trouble because he's been pulled over, and this cop has... Now this gentleman only has one eye, and so he literally has a gammy eye.
Oh,
and
that'll fucking balance
up. This cop has said in his evidence, oh, his eye was a bit funny.
Oh,
he's like, well, I've only got one eye.
Oh,
and then he said, oh, he didn't walk. He walked 11 steps rather than 10 was his other thing that he failed on. So funny eye, he walked one step too many, and then he's found just a trace of cannabis in his system, and that was it. And this particular person was a medical user and said to me that the last time that he had any was about 4 days before that, and it's just found this tiny trace. So that's kind of what's going on at the moment, you know, that people are being pulled over and are being done for these tiny traces, and it's kind of down to the opinion of the cop as to whether you're impaired or not. I guess where I'm getting to is there is no perfect law where it comes to this. It's hard to work this out.
Also, if you just don't have any saliva at all, clearly you've got the dryers and obviously you're stoned.
Yeah.
So that's
we've all been
dead
there.
Giveaway.
We've all been there. That'll be another sign right there. But hey, another funny call, though, not a funny call, but another call that I had this week to the normal line, and I was yarning away to this guy, and he goes, hey, is that Chris Fowler? I said, yeah, it is. He goes, mate, yeah, you were an expert witness in my case a few years ago, and it's like, oh,
wow.
That's right, I thought your name sounded familiar. It reminded me of just what goes on. This guy, and we talked a couple of weeks ago about how the police helicopter program had been canned, and this was a case involving the helicopters. It was a family farm up north, and they found some plants right at the far end of the farm, and around one of the plants, or so, the only thing that tied these plants to the property owners was there was some electrical tape, your standard black electrical tape.
Okay.
And this case literally came down to me arguing in the court, arguing with a lawyer about whether you could buy this tape at Mitre 10 or not, which of course you could.
Oh, their local shop.
Just buy it anywhere. It's like standard tape. We found that was in grow books from the 80s was recommending that everyone use this tape. I mean, it's just standard tape that everyone uses. And yet this was enough that this jury, just, you know, standard redneck rural community jury that just went, well, right, you're done.
Right.
4 years jail for that guy. You know, for
so that was proof that he was tending to the plants and they weren't like wildly growing or something like that.
That was the presence of some electrical tape around it. That was it. So, you know, that's the kind of thing that goes on right now. And that's when we say to the police, you've got discretion to prosecute. That's the kind of thing they go and do. You know, so that just reminded me, you know, we've got a long way to go and we've got to keep going until we get this law changed so that kind of thing never happens again.
Can't buy. Just had a text in, smoke weed every day. Okay, thank you for texting in to 53395. Very nice. Somebody else saying they lived with a cop for 10 years and they didn't really want to hear what they had to say at all. Ah, look, we're all in this together, guys.
Conversations.
Someone has also requested that all growers out there grow some plants with seeds and then hand them out for everyone.
Johnny Appleseed, that shit.
That's a good idea. We go with that one.
Man, the north of India, somebody did that at some point. It's a beautiful thing. There's cannabis leaves everywhere. And it's illegal, so whatever. Oh, Chris, it's always a pleasure, mate. You keen to tell us about your business in Christchurch, or is it non-DAC related?
It's non-DAC related, okay. But family wedding, and
nice,
looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
Brilliant. Well, hopefully we'll catch you in person next week, and hopefully the hemp store's doing okay while
indeed.
You're away.
Hopefully it's not a super spreader event, eh? And I won't be bringing something back to Auckland, but I'm sure. I'm just jokes.
Stay
everyone.
In the
just
wind,
jokes.
Man.
Don't freak out.
Stay in the wind and the sun, man. Thank you, Chris.
Right on. See you next week.
Bye.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with me.